Hello, I'm Larry Warren, and I want to thank you for joining us for the Believer's Voice of Victory. I have some amazing news for you. As a born-again child of God, it is your covenant right in Christ Jesus to live a fearless life today. Jesus destroyed the power of fear through his work of redemption at the cross, and he's given us the authority to live fear-free no matter what situation is going on around us. After America was attacked by terrorism on September 11, 2001, Brother Copeland began teaching believers how to stand in faith on God's word and stay in the freedom that Jesus won for them. Today, we can see from the current events in our world that living free from fear is a timely message for all believers to hear again. So stop fear's influence in your life today and fill your spirit with God's word. Let his word come out of your mouth in faith, and you will walk in victory over every situation.
Is your prayer fear-based or faith-based? Fear-based prayer is disastrous. Now, faith moves God because God has faith in him. Amen? And you have faith in you. So you have his faith in you. And when you have faith, cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God, and faith worketh by love. But now, wait a minute. Satan has fear in him. And when you have fear in you is when you move Satan, and he's able to move you. Well, say, oh, me or something. Now, we need to know the difference between the two. So here we go. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11. Familiar scripture, but let's read it for ourselves. Make notes around it. Hebrews 11. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The Amplified Translation says, it is the evidence of things not yet revealed to the physical senses. Didn't say they weren't real, said it hadn't been revealed. For by it, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, or by the word of love, so that things which are seen were not made out of things which do appear. Now, once again, he didn't say that the worlds were made from nothing. He said the world was made out of a substance you can't see or feel with your senses. What made from nothing is made out of faith. Faith is substance. Faith is the creative force of God. Faith is a spiritual force. You can see the results of it. You can feel the results of it. But in its spiritual form, you can't see it. You can't feel it. Because it isn't in the seeing and the feeling realm. We walk by faith, not by sight. So what is faith? Faith is the spiritual force and the substance that reaches from the spiritual world of creativity and produces natural physical substance to fulfill the dream. Now, that's the reason you need to stay in the Word till you see yourself pain-free. That's the reason you need to stay in the Word till you see yourself inside. You see yourself bigger on the inside than what you are now on the outside. You need to stay in the Word and the promises of God until you see yourself debt-free. until you see yourself living fearless, praise God, in the face of Satan and all the rest of the world, praise the Lord, until you stay there and you stay in that word and you confess that word and you confess God loves me and I love God.
Amen.
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 And it begins to grow on the inside until it pushes everything out. As love begins to develop and get bigger and bigger and bigger, it gets to where your spirit doesn't have any room for fear in it anymore. And it's gone. Amen.
Amen.
Now, what is fear? Let's go to Mark 4. You weren't planning on going anywhere, were you? Well, we got a few more minutes here. Amen. Mark 4. Verse 37. Now, let's read verse 36. When they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. He was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they woke him and said to him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? He arose, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, Peace be still. The wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And they said to him, and he said to them, Why are you so fearful? How is it you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly. They didn't hear a word he said. Now, I want you to take notice of some things here. Fear, misunderstood, it always does. Fear always misunderstands faith when faith enters into rest. See where he was? He was asleep. He was resting in faith. They mistook the rest of faith as irresponsibility. They didn't know that they could have done the same thing, even though he had told them that they could. Now, here's what I wanted you to see. Once again, fear tolerated is faith contaminated. Now, back to 1 John 4:18 again. There is no fear in love. Perfected love casteth out fear. He that feareth, no, perfected love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment, and love never wants you tormented. And he that feareth is not made perfect or is not developed in love. Now there's your red light right there. Anytime there's any worry, anytime there's any fear, I mean, right there, you stop what you're doing right then and say, well, I recognize an area here where the love of God not developed in me like it was, and just go to work on it right then. Go right to John chapter 17 and just start working on it right then and every other scripture that the Lord leads you to. Just start working on it right then. Flush that fear out of there. But now here's the important thing. A fear-based prayer is a prayer based in torment. A faith-based prayer is a prayer based in rest. Amen. There's another way you can tell where your prayers are coming from. Turn with me to the book of Job. It's amazing how people have read the book of Job in fear, misinterpreted it, misread it, blamed God when God didn't have anything to do with any of that destruction. Satan tried to get him to, but he didn't. And people stand right up at the very thing that Job got in trouble for saying. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Job was functioning under that wrong idea. You know, God said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what Job thought. But that's what got him into trouble, was thinking that God was taking it away. And so when he got delivered from that is when he got delivered from all that problem. Took him about 9 months' time to get out of that mess. Amen. Now, let's go to the, right there in that first chapter of the book of Job. Verse 5, it was so when the days of their feasting were gone about that Job sent and sanctified them, talking about his children, rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said. Now see, faith is the spiritual force of God released with the mouth. But so is fear. Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus Job did continually. He didn't do it by faith. He did it continually, over and over. He said it over and over and over and over again. Now there was a fear-based prayer. Now turn further into the third chapter, verse 25 and 26. For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet, yet trouble came. Now see, he thought by being worried, he said, I was not in rest, I was not quiet. He's in torment, wasn't he? Man was tormented over his children. He said, my children may have sinned, they may have cursed God. Well, sure enough, they did. But he thought by worrying about it, by being afraid over it, he said, yet trouble came. He thought he was being a responsible parent. But he was praying fear-based, tormented prayers. And he said, what I feared came upon me. Why? Because fear is in Satan. And when fear is in you and you act on it, you activate him the way faith activates God.
That's right. Amen.
Satan can't do anything to you apart from fear any more than God can do something for you apart from faith. That's the spiritual force that connects the two of you together. Let me illustrate that to you. You'll see it right off. You'll hear it. I mean, oh God. Oh God, please help me right now, Lord. Oh God, help me. Oh, my children are out there. And I don't know where they are right now. Oh Lord, somebody may be mugging them. They may be on dope. Oh God, please don't let them get on dope. Oh God, I just know they're on dope. I just know. Oh God, help me. Oh please, God, can't you help me? Oh Lord. That ain't funny. That's being prayed day in and day out in one form or another all over the world. Oh, God, please help us. Oh, God, please help us. Oh, God, please don't let the terrorists get us. Oh, God, please don't let somebody drive by and shoot my house. Oh, God, help me. Oh, God, this terrible neighborhood. Oh, God, can't you help me? Can't you help me? Oh, Lord, can't you help me? Now, people praying that by the thousands and receiving no answer. Why? It's a fear-based, torment-based prayer, and there's not any fear or torment in God.
Amen.
God doesn't move and is not moved by needs. Now, some of you look at me like I just crawled out from under a rock. Now, listen to me. I'm going to say it to you again. God is not moved by needs. if he did, he would be, the devil would just be leading him around wherever he wanted him to go. If God just followed around and tried to put out the fires that the devil makes. No, God's not moved by needs. He's moved by faith. See? A lot of needy people. That's the reason the world, got so many questions that they can't answer. And because the church predominantly thinks like the world, they ask the same stupid questions. Well, I just don't understand it, Brother Copeland. Well, what is it you don't understand? Well, I just don't understand. How come God let that happen to that family over there? And how come he healed that one over here? How come he didn't that and he didn't this and he did that and he healed that one, wouldn't heal that one over there? Do you think it might have been something other than God that caused that? It could have been you, ugly. I heard Brother Jesse say, we have blamed God for our failure to receive. When we said he didn't do it, we didn't receive it. He's already done it. Okay, now you with me? You catching up with me here? Amen. Now we can see what faith is and what fear is. And fear-based praying is disastrous. Because now we're back to the fear of death is the spiritual connector to the death that you fear. Turn to Isaiah 54. Look at the 14th verse. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression. Now, you remember what Peter preached at Cornelius' house? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil? So sickness is satanic oppression, isn't it? Thou shalt, in righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear. And far from terror, it shall not come near thee. Behold, they, the oppression, the fear, and the terror, shall surely gather together, but not by me. Now, who said that? Look at the 8th verse. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer. Are you hearing it? Fear is the spirit connector to oppression. Now, faith is God's creative force. Fear is Satan's destructive force. They work by the same rules, because what we know as fear was originally Adam's faith. Fear is exactly the same force as faith, in reverse, perverted, going the opposite direction. It is the reciprocal of faith. A reciprocal is exactly the same in one sense, but exactly opposite in another. North and south are exactly the same in the fact that they are directions on the compass. Amen? But they are exactly opposite from one another. So south is the reciprocal of north. Fear is the reciprocal of faith. Hate is the reciprocal of love. Satan has never invented anything. The only thing he's ever been able to do is pollute. But the laws are the same. It is exactly the same law that governs faith that governs fear. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Fear cometh by hearing, and hearing by the lies of the devil. Now, Jesus pointed this out to us when he said, out of the good treasure of a good man's heart, good things come to pass. Out of the evil treasure of an evil man's heart, evil things come to pass. But now listen, they operated, both the evil and the good operated on exactly the same law. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Amen. So it was the same spiritual law that brought the bad that brought the good. Depending on what was deposited. How do you deposit unbelief in your spirit? Unbelief is a manifestation of fear. And fear is a manifestation of selfishness. Selfishness is your attempt to be your own God. Amen. Self-preservation. Jesus said, the man that tries to save his own life will surely lose it. Whatever you compromise to keep, you'll lose. But he also said, the man that releases, turn loose, and gives up his own life will surely save it.
Amen.
What's he saying here? He's saying, well, he has walked away from selfishness and self-preservation and has given himself wholly to God and given himself totally over to him and said, thy will be done. Hallelujah. And that got yourself off of your hands. Oh, Brother Copeland, I don't know whether I could do that or not. Now, that is your fear talking. And as long as you talk that, you will remain fearful to do it. Somewhere down the line, you have to make a decision to rebel against fear and commit to faith. How do you do it? Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. But you're going to have to get fear out of your mouth. Get it out of your ears. Get it away from your eyes. Turn with me to Proverbs 4. Remember, fear and faith work on exactly the same spiritual laws because they are the same force. Proverbs 4:20, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. They are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. Now watch. Keep your heart with all diligence. Protect your spirit with all diligence, for out of it are the forces of life. Your life force comes out of your spirit. Protect it at all cost. Don't let fear get down in there. Don't let your mouth become disobedient. That's where your life force is coming out.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here to pray for you. If you need prayer for something in your life, we have trained and licensed prayer ministers who are filled with God's love, standing by to pray with you in faith and according to God's word. Just give us a call at 817-852-6000 and let us help you receive God's promises into your life.
People will always tell you you can't do it. Do these three things and you'll always be successful. Find out the will of God. Confer no longer with flesh and blood. Get your job done at all costs.
Join us for the Branson Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland, April 3rd through the 5th. Register at kcm.org/Branson today.
The spirit of faith comes from knowledge of God's word and through prayer. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. In this audio series, The Spirit of Faith, Kenneth Copeland shares how the Holy Spirit paints an image of the Word of God in the heart of every believer through revelation. Then, because of the reality of the Word in your heart, the force of faith is released by speaking God's Word out of your mouth. God releases His faith by speaking words, and He's called us to imitate Him. Words are the most important things in this planet. God purposely put creative power in words for His people to harness. That's why what you say matters. simply, words of fear open the door to negative things, and words of faith in God brings goodness to your life. The good news is a spirit of faith will always overcome fear. Faith-filled words will dominate the laws of sin and death. Discover how to use your words mixed with the spirit of faith and see how every area of your life can change forever. Request your free copy of The Spirit of Faith. God released his faith by speaking words. Therefore, you release your faith in the words you speak. Go to kcm.org/TV special.
Jesus came to this earth for the purpose of destroying the works of the devil. God is against the curse that's operating in this world. As a matter of fact, mankind is God's special creation. He never wanted man to experience the sin, sickness, poverty, and fear that came through the works of the devil. That's why God sent Jesus to rescue mankind from the kingdom of darkness and destroy the enemy's power. Jesus died to pay the price that sin demanded, and he took our punishment by going to hell in our place. Then God breathed life into his spirit and raised him from the dead. Empowered with the life of God, Jesus defeated the devil, destroyed the kingdom of darkness, and opened the way for us to come to God without a sense of guilt or shame. Jesus wants to share this new life that he's received from God with you. He wants you to be able to live just like him, filled with peace for your mind, healing for your body, freedom from all fear, and abundance for everything you need. This wonderful, blessed life Jesus offered you is so easy to receive. All you have to do is accept him as your Lord and Savior today. So pray this with me. Lord, I receive this word preached today. I receive it in my heart. I believe that you were raised from the dead. And I declare you as Lord. I receive your Holy Spirit. I receive my new language. Today I'm born again. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Welcome to the family of God. He is your heavenly Father right now, and your spirit has been filled with the life of God. And he's made you a joiner with Jesus, and that means you have an equal share in all the blessing heaven has to offer. To help you take your first steps into this new life in God's family, the Copelands have a free gift for you, and it's called the Salvation Package. This free resource will help you discover your new identity as a child of God and how to receive the covenant benefits he's prepared for you. In this package, you'll also find two brochures that will help you get started reading your Bible. So begin your relationship with God today. He's so excited that you're a part of his family right now and wants to spend time with you. Fellowship with him by reading his word and speaking with him in prayer, and he'll show you how to live the victorious life he's planned for you. The Salvation Package is free, so to request your copy, please visit our website, kcm.org. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, request the Salvation Package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, free on kcm.org/salvation.